I was talking to Mr. Dean Lane just a few minutes ago. Their friend that we've been praying for, Robin Blanchard, passed away. If you can remember to put her on your prayer list and on the prayer list for up front, Ms. Sharon. She was only 47 years old and died because of cancer. So you'd be praying for that family there. It's always hard to lose a loved one, especially someone that young. Many, many years ago, I didn't think 47 was that young, but as I get closer and closer to it, it becomes much and much younger. So, okay, the power to succeed. As we've been talking about in our Sunday school class, and just different verses that help change a life. I know different thoughts that help change my life and different things that I've learned. And I know you're saying that these are all things I've heard, but have we let them transform our lives? And this morning when we look at this idea of the power to succeed, God wants us to succeed in our Christian lives. So often Christians are down. So often Christians are defeated. So often Christians are discouraged. And the power to succeed is something God promises us. And the verse we're going to look at this morning is found in Philippians 4:13, where it says, there you go, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You say, well, I know that one. Well, I'm glad you know it, but have we let it transform our lives is the question. Once again, many Christians' lives are defeated, they're discouraged, they are disappointed, they don't feel like they can accomplish or do anything. And the truth of the matter is, God tells us we can do all things through Him. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a word at a time or a phrase at a time, as you can see on your outlines there, and we're going to go through this, and we're going to just simply talk about this verse for a little while, preach a little while about this verse, and I pray that this will be an encouragement and help to you. Because I know it's easy to get discouraged. I know it's easy to be disappointed. I know it's easy to be down. But that's not what the Christian life that God intended for us. God has intended that we be up. God has intended that we be worshiping. God has intended that we be living a victorious life. Through this transforming truth, we see that Christ gives us the power we need for any testing, for any temptation, for any challenge. So I can do all things through Christ. Sometimes, I don't know about you, I've gotten to a certain spot in my life and says, there's no way I can do that. But God tells us in His Word, this is a transforming truth, that we can do anything He desires for us to do. And it says that anything we will face in our life, our forever friend Jesus Christ is faithful to bring us through anything He brings us to. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and ask the Lord's help this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for today. I thank You for the people that are in this room. I know some are out today. They're traveling, which many people do during this month. And Lord, I pray You bring them back quickly and safely. But Lord, I pray as we think about this phrase, this verse, Lord, that You take it and help us to apply it to our hearts. Help us to make it personal. Help us to just believe what the Word of God says. And help us to, instead of making up excuses, allow You to do a work in our hearts and our lives to where we can understand that we can do all things through Christ. Lord, help us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's see here. The first thing is the purpose. For some reason, there we go. Let's see here. The purpose. There you go. I. You know, you got this phrase here. And what's the purpose of this writing? Under inspiration of the Holy Ghost, the Apostle Paul is writing this verse for a reason. He says the purpose of the verse is found, first of all, in this just one letter word, I. This is a very personal verse with a promise specifically for each and every one of us. Christ had a purpose in inspiring to write this promise. He wants to communicate something to the recipients. And the recipients are us. He wanted us to understand that Christ wanted to tell us that He can do, well, we can do anything through Him. And I think about it, so often with the promises of God, we just don't apply it to them. We like to apply it to our missionaries. We like to hold our missionaries to that high standard. And when they come across a hard thing and a struggling thing, and it says, you know what? They should be able to do it because God has promised them that they can do all things. We put it to the preachers and say, yeah, the preacher might be facing a tough time, might be facing a trial, but he should be able to do everything because the Bible says he can do all things through Christ, which strengthened him. We put it through those that are our Sunday school teachers or our deacons, or we put it to everybody else when they're coming through a tragedy or a hardship and say, that's right, they can do this, they can do all things, but the Bible here is saying that we need to make it personal. It's something that is private, the purpose that was there. When we fail to experience the victory in our spiritual battles, too often we read because we do not make the promises of God personal to us. Too often we read the Bible and we don't claim the promises as our own. We may never read a promise from God to His children and rush past this thought. It is important that we realize that it's to us too. I don't know about you, but I have never written a letter to nobody. Maybe you have. Maybe you've gone and you wrote a letter and you sealed it up and you taken it to the post office, put a stamp on it and says, here, give this to whoever you want to. Most people don't do that. They don't waste a stamp because they're not cheap. But no one just writes a letter and just says, just give it to whomever. I mean, obviously, if you're going to pass out a gospel tract with it. But I'm just saying, on purpose, writing a personal letter and just going to the post office says, send this to whoever you want to. But, you know, that's this idea here when it comes to this. I can do all things. Think about it. Think about this and read to yourself this verse and replace the words I with your name and replace the word me with your name. Brian Pease can do all things through Christ, which strengthens Brian Pease. And once again, Brian Pease can do all things through Christ, which strengthened Brian Pease. And you can put your own name there. You know, Sandy Markle can do all things through Christ, which strengthened Sandy Markle's. Don Broyles can do all things through Christ, which strengthened Don Broyles. It is a purpose of claiming the promises of God. Too many of us, the reason why we don't have spiritual victory, the reason why we don't see God working and moving our lives is because we don't make those promises personal to us. We need to make those promises personal to us and help us to understand the truths that are found in His Word, not just apply to everybody else. They apply to us first and foremost when it comes to our Christian walk. So we see the purpose of this verse. The next thing I want you to see is the possibility of this verse. The possibility of this verse. It says can. You know, once again, we're going to take one word at a time. Can. The possibility in the verse is found in this single word, can. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. How often in our Christian lives do we find ourselves not doing things that we know we should? How often do we come to the spot and think, well, I just can't do that? How often do we fail to follow through on the decisions that we make? From this verse, we see we have the potential that we need. We have the potential that we need to do all things that through Christ. The reason we don't do what we should is not because we can't, it's because we won't. It's not because we can't do it, because the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's not because we can't, it's because we won't. And you say, well, Pastor, I'm not physically able to do this or that. We'll get to those spots. But I'm talking about the things that we know that we should do. The things like forgiving somebody. I just can't do it. No, I won't do it. Talk about releasing our bitterness. I just can't. Or our worries. I just can't. No, it's just the fact that we won't. Now, it's not easy. Obviously, the Word of God and teaches us that and shows us examples of people who was able to do these things. But He teaches us in this verse, I can. We feel like we can't have victory over particular struggles. Whether it's our thought life, whether it be jealousy, whether it be bitterness, discontentment, or pride, we may feel like it has such a stronghold on us that we cannot have victory. And I don't know about you, but I felt that way before about things. Things that meant so much to me and they were so close to me and so careful. I didn't think I could handle doing, I just can't give that up. And the reality is, the Bible teaches us, I can do all things. We don't see spiritual victories. It's not because we can't, but instead it's because we won't. We won't allow God to rule in our lives and to govern our decisions. We won't allow the Holy Spirit to fill us and empty us of all pride. We won't give our bitterness and our pain over to the Lord, allowing Him to use our heart to make us better. We just won't do what God has asked us to do. God can help us overcome. He can help us do all things. He can give us the strength we need. We don't have it. When we don't have it, it's because we won't accept what He's trying to do for us. And you think about the different characters in the Bible that could have said, I can't do that. There are some that said that. But the Bible's saying it's not the fact that they can't. It's because they won't. Next thing is, next word. Not only is it the purpose and the possibility, we see the practice. Do. I mean, this is pretty simple. I, me personally, can. I have the ability to do. The practice of this verse is found in the word to do. It's not enough to know the truth. You have to be willing to do your part in following the truth. It's not just enough to know that God can make us able. We have to be willing to put feet to our faith. We have to be willing to do what he's told us to do. First, I think about the biblical practice when it comes to this. I know that the Old Testament characters was many, many years ago, but you know what? I think about the Bible, and they had to have this idea of this can-do attitude. They had to feel that way. You think about Noah. When God came to Noah, it had never rained, and God comes to Noah and says to Noah, I want you to, that water's going to fall from the ground, from the sky. I want you to build an ark to save the world from flooding. And he didn't know what rain was. He didn't know what flood was. You know what? He could have said, I can't do that. He had this can-do attitude. I can do all things. And I began thinking of different Bible characters. I think about Joshua. You know, God told him to be strong and of a good courage to rise up and do this work. And he had to walk through the valleys with these complaining people many times. He had to go through the Jerichos and the walls of Jerichos and the cities of Ai and the Gibeonites. He had to go through all those things. He could have said, I can't do those things. But instead, he was willing to do that. And over, you think about Solomon and the temple. You know, as a young man, God had given him such a great job. He didn't come up and said, I can't. Instead, he said he would. I think of Hosea. God told him to marry a harlot. The harlot, the woman's name was Gomer, and she was unfaithful to him. And God told him to do this. I don't know about you, but that might have been something where I had to say, I can't do that, God. But we got to realize it's not I can't. It's I won't. And when we come to this idea of these things in our Christian lives, he says, I can't be faithful. No, it's I won't be faithful. I can't tell somebody about Jesus Christ. No, it's the idea I won't tell somebody. And it's very specific and very personal. He says, I can do. Not only do we see it when it comes to the Old Testament characters, but think about our modern day practice. Like the Bible heroes of old, God has called us to accomplish something. What he has called us to do, we can do it. If he's called you to be a husband that loves their wife, he will enable you to do that. If he's called you a wife to be submissive to your husband, he can enable you to do that. If he's called you to, once again, whatever he's asked us all to do, be forgiving, to not let bitterness be in our hearts. Whatever those long list of things, memorizing scripture. And some of us might not be as good or talented as others, but I can do. And once again, this is a transforming truth. This is not something we just hear the word of God taught and preached and we just walk away from it. If we grab a hold of this, we can say, you know what? I am fearful. I don't really think I can do it, but with God's help, I can do anything God has called me to do. If he's called me to be a boss, I can do that in his strength. If he's called me to help a hurting person, I can do that in his strength. If he's called me to raise a family in a sinful culture, I can do that in his strength. If he has allowed you to be hurt or mistreated by someone, he can enable you to forgive them. Whatever the situation, you can do what he asks. You say, well, I can't do this because of this, this, and this. We can. We can. The Bible says that we won't. Nothing happens with this verse until we do something. Christian living is not passive. Nothing ever comes of it until we get to the point where we realize it's us personally and that we have, by faith, the ability to do it. Then we actually do the things he said. So here it is. I can do. The next thing is the perspective of it. The perspective. I can do all things. That's amazing. If you think about it in his word, he doesn't just say some things. He actually uses the word all things. There's a perspective here. You think about it. Think about the extent that he's talking about here. When you use the word all, it means the word all. Paul wrote in Philippians 4:10-12, he says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last of your care of me have flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both abound and to suffer need. Paul recognizes that even though he was in a filthy prison cell, he could still do God's will. He could still do all the things through Christ which strengthened him. Rather than sitting in prison, bemoaning his miserable state, he rejoiced in the Lord and wrote these letters. He was instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He was able to do all things. He said, but there are some limitations to it. The limitations, what do you mean? Well, the Bible talks about, first of all, we got to be doing things according to God's will. Now, for some of us to get out there and to do something physically when our body is not capable of it, then we're not going to be able to do that unless God tells us to do it. If God tells us to do it, he will give us the strength to do it. If it seems that God has given you a task too great for you to do, you have no reason to fear. As we walk in his will, he will equip us. He will equip us to do all that he's called us to do. Think about what he says in Joshua 1:9. He says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He says in Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies and seest horses amid chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And over in Scripture, if we just look at his verses, be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. The only other limitation, the only limitations we have when it says I can do all things is whether or not it's God's will. And sometimes we have to check that. Sometimes we have to look at that. If it's in his Bible, it's his will. If it says it in there, this is what we need to do. We need to understand what the Word of God says, believe what the Word of God says, and says, you know what, God can enable me to do this. And that's all the things that are in here. But some of us step outside of God's will, and we turn around, we get to a spot, and we say, why isn't God letting me do this? Where is it that God wants me to do? It's because we're not doing his will. The next thing is, you cannot do all things apart from the will of God. The next thing is our lack of faith. Another thing, that the reason why people are not seeing spiritual victories is because they are having a lack of faith. We can't expect God to give us his strength if we don't believe he will. The Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have the great faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And one of the things that I think is struggling in many churches today is the fact that we don't believe that God can do all things. Now, we would not say that out loud, but we live our lives living it that way. I believe God can, and then we say, but will God? It's not our job to figure out what God will or will not do. It's our job to do all things according to his plan and according to his purpose. You think about back in the Bible times, many times, God, Jesus Christ, would respond to the faith of the individual. And you think about the woman that had the disease with the blood. He says, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. Is this our perspective today? Are we burdened with a load of care? Are we struggling to pay our bills? Are we struggling to finish our to-do list or to have the physical strength to do what God has called us to do? We got to say, by faith, I believe he will allow me and make me able to do the things he's asked me to do. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So here's the thing. Is first of all, it's personal. There's a purpose there. It's I. Brian Pease can do all things through Christ. Jesse Parker can do all things through Christ. And then it goes to can. You have the possibility here. I can do this. But then there's, you got to think, do is the important thing. Are we actually doing it? And it's all things. Let's look at the next thing is, the power that comes with this, and this is through Christ. The power through Christ. The power of this verse is through Christ. If Christ is not part of your life, if Christ is not part of your life, you can't apply this verse. I've met people who says, yeah, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ, but are you a Christian? See, if you're not in Christ, then you can't do all things through Christ. You can't apply this. If you've never been a Christian, if you've never been saved, there's not been a time where you have accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. You are denying yourself of the almighty power of God. If you've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, don't wait another day. And I know most people here this morning have professed to be believers, but you cannot do all things through Christ unless Christ lives in you. Make Christ your Savior today, and only he can, as you have that access through his power. You know what? You're missing something. You're depriving yourself from the almighty power of God because of the fact that you're not saved. Because he says to those that are believers, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, and you cannot do all things through Christ unless you are saved. Those who are saved have the access to this amazing power. Still, we must recognize that the power is not an it or a thing. The power is a person, Jesus Christ. When our strength falls short and limits us, his strength supersedes us on our behalf. You think about what Paul was saying here. He said Paul had something. He was amidst a trial. He was amidst a temptation. He kept on praying, Lord, can you please take this thorn away? And he responds, God responds in 2 Corinthians 12:9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. See, when we fall short of the trial, when we fall short of the temptation, when we are struggling, his strength supersedes and works on our behalf. Paul was saying, I couldn't do this anymore. Paul was saying, hey, God, please take this thorn away from me. I don't see how I'm going to be able to do what you've called me to do if I have this thorn. And God reminds him that his grace is sufficient. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest in me. This is it. It's not about you or your strength, what you're able to do, what you're able to muster up. It's I can do all things, but here's the point. It's the power source is through Christ. Are you connected to the power source? Are you plugged into what he's trying to do in your life? Because the Bible is teaching us here that we can have the power of Christ in our lives. But so often when we face a trial, rather than asking the Lord to take it away, when we ask the Lord to take it away, we need to ask the Lord to help us through it. You know, we're not meant to bear these trials alone. We're not meant to carry these things alone. Rather, we're designed to depend upon God as we go through this, through whatever it is we're going through with his help. Remember the verse that says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now Paul here was able to write these things, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And where was he writing from? From a prison cell. What has happened to him in his life? He's been beaten repeatedly. He's been having to drop over a basket to escape his life. And it talked about how he was shipwrecked, how he was hungry many times, and how he was naked, didn't have the provisions that he needed, all the things he had faced. How in the world could this guy say, I can do all things through Christ with strength and faith? See, he was doing God's will. He understood whatever God wanted him to do, he was going to give him the strength to. Even if it meant that God said no to him about the thorn in the flesh, even if it meant that he was going to face trials and circumstance, he still was able to do all things. And God does not send us trials without having a specific plan that he is bringing into fruition. Through trials, we see just how weak we are and just how strong he is. Through trials, we have the privilege of seeing God do something great. Through trials, we have the ability, when we're most vulnerable, to come to know our Heavenly Father in a greater, more personal way. When you read the passages of Scripture, as you find in Philippians and Colossians and Ephesians, and you say, boy, I wish I knew God like that. Paul had been through so much already. That's how he knew God like that. He had that personal relationship with him. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life when God was able to do something special with me. And I'm thankful for that. But we have to be willing to decide to want to allow God to do a work in our life. I don't know about you, but exercise and me don't always get along. I know that Mr. Larry in the past have ran miles upon miles upon miles. I don't like to walk miles upon miles. I don't like to walk a couple hundred feet unless there's a purpose behind it. But when you go to begin to exercise, like for instance, if you said, hey, I'm going to get in physical shape, so I'm going to go to maybe the gym or to the weight set or to the running, the workout, and while you're there the first time doing it, you become exhausted from working out. You realize that it's been too long since you've been in a gym. Your muscles are currently not in shape. They need to be working out. And you think about it. When you work out physically and it's challenging for you, what is your temptation to do? To quit. After the first day, many times, is not to go the next day. You ache. You hurt too much. But if you quit, will you ever get in the shape that you need to be? No, it's just not going to happen. You have to work your muscles in order for them to be able to endure the exercise. And in your Christian life, you may be tempted to quit. In your Christian life, you may strive to implement spiritual exercises and grow in your stamina, strength, and endurance, but often you find yourself fatigued and weary and discouraged. But the solution is never to quit. Because if you quit, you're going to end up being out of shape, just like you're going to be out of shape if you don't do the physical work that we need to be able to be in shape. Apart from God's strength, we will continually get burned out. But through His strength, the Bible says we can do all things. Once again, this is a transforming truth. This is something if we can grab a hold of and says, God gives me the ability to succeed in my Christian life. I do not have to sin. I do not have to be weak. I do not have to fail. I can do all things through Christ. And here's the promise. If we're willing to do it, which strengtheneth me, which strengtheneth me. Here's the key. We got to remember it's God who strengthens us. We should be excited about and thankful for this promise. God has said He will strengthen us and assist us in our life. You can recognize your need for His help and want access to His goodness and mercy. Just how, then, are you supposed to claim this promise? You claim this promise by desiring God. You claim this promise by trusting in Him and holding to Him. Desiring Him. You think about it. There's three things here, desiring Him. What is it that you find yourself desiring? I have never saw a person, make sure I say this the right way, I've never met a person who had truly got to know God without first desiring Him. There's a desire that's necessary. And once again, I know a person gets saved through the preaching, teaching of the Word of God, but I'm talking about a close, intimate relationship with God. There's a desire that's necessary. The Bible says in Psalm 73:25, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. And you think about that. The psalmist is saying, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Now, what the Bible is saying here is that there is nothing on earth they desire more than God. That's Psalm 73:25. Now, what is it that we constantly think about having? What is our desire? Maybe it's a job opportunity. Maybe it's a certain relationship. And I think you should have a great relationship with your husband and wife, but they should not become before God. Maybe it's financial security. Maybe it's a different pace or a different location in life. Maybe it's even spiritual things. You know, I want to see God do this for this church, and I do too. But it begins with desiring Him first and foremost. If we truly want to claim the promise of God that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, the first thing we need to do is desire God. And when we desire Him, we get to know Him, then we know what He wants us to do. Then we know what His will is. And then we can say, I can do these things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He's the one that's going to strengthen me because He gives me the strength to do that. The next thing is putting your faith in Him or trusting in Him. If we can trust Christ with our eternal destination, then we can trust Him with our lives, our affairs of this world. We can trust the all-powerful, all-knowing God with all things. But sometimes when we see that things do not look hopeful, we doubt God's goodness. Remember, just as He is capable of saving our soul from hell, He is also fully capable of saving and using us whenever we have to go through these things for His ultimate purpose. You can trust Him through everything. Most of us probably know these verses by heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. This is not just regular Christianity. This is saying, I know God. I want to know Him better. I want to trust Him with my life. And now I know I can go through whatever He has asked me to go through because He told me I can do all things through Christ. And the next thing is holding to Him. Holding to Him. Although we may not understand why God allows us to go through certain testings, you must never turn your back on Him. The way may be tough. The situation may seem insurmountable. Our discouragement may be more than we can even feel and bear with others. But God knows what He's doing. He has an ultimate purpose for our hardships. You are His child. He loves you and He will not let you down. And the Bible is talking about hold to Him, cling to Him, trust in Him. Rest in Him. Don't let Him go. You ever watch a little kid try to shoot baskets on a 10-foot rim? Sometimes when you go over there and you watch the big kids and they're practicing and then it's free time and you get this little 4-year-old or 5-year-old or 6-year-old and they got the big ball that's about half the size they are and they're taking it and they're shooting the ball and they're making it like 3 feet up in the air and that's all the farther they can go. I mean, they're adorable when they're doing that, but they have no chance. No chance of making the basket. But I've seen other people who are maybe 6 foot or 6 foot or taller and they take the little guy and they put him on their shoulders. And then the kid's only like a foot away from the rim or a foot and a half away from the rim. He actually has a chance to make it then. And that's even adorable too. When someone or somebody that's really strong, they can pick the kid up and, you know, move them all the way up there and just let them shoot while they're up there and they can make the basket. Or even, I guess, if the rim's short enough or the guy's tall enough, they can dunk the basketball. When we think of our Christian lives, many times we're like that little one that's shooting at the rim. And we can only do a foot of what needs to be done or 2 feet of what needs to be done in our own flesh. Not accomplishing anything for God. But what God wants to do, He wants to take us from the spot in our own flesh. We can't do what He asks us to do. We can't forgive like He asks us to forgive in our flesh. We can't trust like He asks us to trust in our flesh. We can't be the right husband and wife in our flesh. But He wants to take us from the spot where we are at and put us on His shoulders to where we can actually do what He's asked us to do. You know, He has enabled us and He has made us to do these things. The question is, are we really desiring Him? I know a lot of people that talk about the things that they desire. And it comes through when you get to talk to them. And we want this and we want that. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be bad things. It doesn't always have to be financial things. It doesn't always have to be physical things. But sometimes it could even be, I want my class to grow, or I want to see this happen here, or I want this and I want that. What are we desiring? It begins to the fact that we need to know Him better and desire Him better. And as we're desiring Him, we begin to trust Him. As He begins to reveal to us, this is what I want you to do in your life. This is the step of faith I want you to take. And as you're knowing Him and desiring Him more, He's going to reveal more things to you. You're going to get closer to Him. Then you're going to say, God, I don't think I can do that, but I'm going to trust You with that. And then as we are trusting to Him, we hold to Him. We hold to God's unchanging hand. Say, okay, God, You asked me to do this. I'm going to do this, and I'm just going to be faithful doing it. That's where it is. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. This is the point where it makes a difference in our life. We love this verse. People love using this verse as their theme verse for their life. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But many times they're not doing anything for Him. Why is that? Is that because God doesn't desire it? No. Is it because of the fact He can't? No. It's the fact because we won't sometimes. Remember, it begins with that purpose. It starts with the I. We start putting our name. Brian Pease can do all things through Christ, which strengthens Brian Pease. And then it goes to the point when we realize that we can do things. We do not have to be servants of sin. We do not have to make up excuses. I can. And when I realize that, then I can see the possibility and can, and then I see the doing. When I realize I can, and once again, I think most of us are pointing to the point that we realize we can, we're just not, and then we stop just saying we can, and we start doing. And I can do, and then we realize that it's not limited to just a few things. I can do all things. I can do the things He's asked me to do because He says it's all things. And then I see where the power source is from. It's through Christ. It's not in me. And then I see that it's the promise which strengthens me. God can strengthen me to do everything He wants me to. Every spot He has brought me to, whether sickness or health, whether good relationships or bad relationships, whether gifted or not gifted, He has made me able to do what He has asked me to do. God will never give us something that we cannot handle without with His power and His strength. He'll never lead us to a place, never give us a battle that we cannot win, when we don't rely on Him. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer.